I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Yeah, it's the big show.
Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Monday. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. I'm told Leroy Butler, the Packer Hall of Famer, will leap into the studios at some point this afternoon. What?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Somebody put the sticky note here.
Uh-huh.
Says Rami will have kids 1 year from today.
That's the sticky note from the prediction board. Why did it end up in here?
I don't know. Sitting in here next to my computer. 1 year
from today?
That was Sparky's prediction.
From August 3rd.
You were out of town when that happened.
No, that's not happening.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
It's not.
A voice of reason.
I don't know. Little Rami on Twitter is funny, though.
Not happening. This girl that he's with is not happening. I mean,
the girl's not happening?
Well.
So you have to find a different girl?
No, she likes to get down, but there ain't going to be no accident. There ain't going to be no accidents there, bro.
What do you mean she likes to get? Why are we starting the show with that,
I mean,
man?
You know what I mean, right?
Why are we starting the show with that, dude?
She likes to get down. It ain't going to be no accident.
Come on, man.
I'm keeping it 100, man. I'm on your side.
I know.
But ain't going to be no accidents, man.
We don't need to talk that in depth about my personal life.
Ain't going to be no accident. Rummy's going like two ply, double ply. He's thick going in, bro. He that thing coated so
on,
thick,
man. Come on, man. Stop.
No, man. Got two
stop.
On,
just
bro.
Stop, man. Stop. Can we stop right there? Can we stop right there, please?
I told you about my one friend did it with the Saran wrap, didn't he? Or was that Leroy? Who was that?
Man.
My friend did it with a Saran
wrap.
Yes,
and a rubber band.
And tied a rubber band at the end
of
it.
Yeah, you told us about that.
And then cut off his blood supply.
Yes.
What a fool.
We have a lot to get to between now and 6 o'clock. None of it having to do with me or my girlfriend or this baby that's not happening anytime soon, if ever. Including Aaron Nagler, the newest member of the Packers news team. He joins us at 3:48 after he watches Packers practice. And we'll check in with our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood, his teammate over there at the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. He'll join us at 4:48. We'll talk about what we saw on Friday night. We want to talk with you about what we saw on Friday night first, though. Want to know what were you encouraged and discouraged by in the Packers preseason opener against the Cleveland Browns, 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. It was a 17-11 win, Gary. I don't know how much stock you put in results, especially in the first preseason game of the year. What were you encouraged and discouraged, boys?
Well, my God, 799-1250. Did Josen's old leave?
He's somewhere in the building, I'm sure.
Did you find the drop, my montage with Joe Callahan?
I'll find it.
Find my see if you can find that montage with Joe Callahan. Encouraged.
By the way, Leroy Butler has arrived.
Did he just leap in?
Hey, Leap, how you doing?
Did he just burp in the mic?
He just hiccuped/burped.
My boy Joe Callahan.
Yo,
Joe Callahan from Wesley, I think, College.
Yeah, Wesley.
Out on the East Coast somewhere, Jersey guy somewhere in there. Rumble, don't play until I get my earphones on, okay?
You want to borrow
Rami
these?
Yeary.
I heard you.
You want these?
Joe Callahan out of Wesley College. His stadium that he played in, Rondell?
How many people? What's
the seating capacity, Rami? You want to take a guess?
15 or 20?
For Wesley College?
Wesley College.
I'm going to guess.
Say Wesley College.
I'm going to say 16,000.
Come on.
Not 16,000.
Lower.
More.
That's
lower?
D3. Rami.
12.
D3 now.
12.
D3, I'm talking like I'm talking D3. I'm talking like Stevens Point, right?
About 3,200.
High school stadium seat 2,500 people, Rami.
2,200?
25.
That's what
2,500.
The teachers.
His stadium seated, the seating capacity was 2,500 people. Joe Callahan from Western College, D3.
And
now he's your starting quarterback. for the Green Bay Packers, 80,000 in the stadium.
It's week one of the preseason, though.
I don't care what it is.
Good thing they got yellow pants.
Right?
Yeah. Kid was probably.
I don't care, Rummy. I don't care what it is.
It's on his resume.
D3.
I started for the Packers.
2,500 people.
And I won the game.
He's your starter, D3.
I'm just as tall as Steve.
Right, he's only like 5'11".
No, he's 6'1". No,
he ain't 6'1", bro.
That's what they said on TV.
Bro, he ain't
6'1".
They said 6'1" on TV.
Hey, what's
Ty Detmer's taller than him?
How tall is Muggsy Bowles? Okay, that was extreme.
He's definitely taller than Flutie.
I don't know if he is, dog.
I take Flutie.
I'm for real.
He look kind of short.
What's your question, Rob?
What were you encouraged and discouraged by Friday night? 799-1250. Or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. You're in rare form already today, GE.
My girl call you yet?
Yeah.
She good?
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Did she second what I just said?
She just said what a way to start the show and put four crying
Steve, what
smiley
are you
faces.
About?
Damn right.
They cut me and you out of
my
there.
My guy.
His girl. What are you talking
Joe
about?
Callahan.
His girlfriend.
So she's Gary's girl now? What have y'all, man, what kind of show is this?
Just stay out of it.
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
Oh, okay.
My guy, Joe Callahan. My guy, Joe Callahan, that drive right before halftime, Rum, I don't know if you guys saw it. It's a piece of work. You found a drop? You found it, Rum? You found it yet?
I'll find it, man.
I'm getting ready for you to play it.
I don't have it yet.
He's running out of things.
My guy, Joe Callahan, that drive right before halftime was a masterpiece. You guys can talk about how y'all don't like McCarthy. He's not a good coach. Blah,
innovator,
blah, blah.
Non-innovator. I heard that one.
Right, Leroy?
Yeah.
Leroy, how you take Joe Callahan selling brake pads last year?
Four practices.
To be that.
Selling brake pads. He's not Tommy Boy, man. He's not actually Tommy Boy.
Dude, this is actually Tommy Boy. This is actually Tommy Boy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm encouraged.
Your dad died, you got to take over.
I'm encouraged with Joe Callahan.
That's what you took out of it, Joe Callahan?
Damn
but what
right.
does that even mean? I mean, if we see Joe Callahan in the season, it's a wrap, man. It's been a wrap.
If we see Joe Callahan during the season, you know you probably still can win the game or maintain the lead.
No, that means you're up. Or you got everything secure.
Yeah.
Playoffs throughout. He has to play.
Joe Callahan.
He's your pitcher for your long. What do y'all say when you're up a bunch or down a bunch? The pitcher?
Your long reliever.
He's the long reliever.
Some people call him the human white flag.
I ain't going there.
Sparky, who'd you used to call the human white flag for the Brewers?
That means surrender. It's over.
I remember. Axford? No.
No.
It was wasn't Parra.
No, it wasn't. Please.
Might have been Parra.
Oh, stop. Yeah. It had to be that.
It was a long
one.
Reliever. I don't remember.
The kid who was just here a couple years ago who they sent down. Wasn't it him? I forgot his name. I think it was
Asian. Yeah, it was. Wai-Chun Wong.
Wai-Chun
Wong.
Yeah. Wai-Chun Wong.
He's pitching well now.
Tonight. Yeah.
It was just at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Wai-Chun Wong.
So you were encouraged by Joe Callahan.
Yeah.
That's your guy.
Yeah, that's Joe.
He got a strong arm.
Yeah.
Leroy, what were you encouraged by?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, no. Absolutely
what do you mean
not.
Nothing?
Nothing. The crowd was fantastic.
Man.
It was fantastic. I wasn't trying to judge those guys out there, but I was looking very closely at Martinez, is his name, middle linebacker?
Yeah.
Hard. Looking at him hard. Because I tweeted out at Leap36, who are you watching for? He's the guy. Because if things go wrong, he has to start. He has to play. He's going to play the whole game. If Sam can't play or if Sam can play, he's the guy. But I wasn't really watching for good or bad things. I was just watching it. And it was so boring at one time because normally games, this on paper was supposed to be the second game, but we all know why. So it's the first game because the first games are really sloppy, and that's what it really looked like. So I wasn't going to judge any of those guys. That's why the reports are coming out. McCarthy stepped it up. The practices kind of stepped it up a little bit and kind of ratcheted it up a little bit to get these guys. Because the closer you get to the next preseason game, the guys on the lower depth chart, these are critical games. And to lose one is tough. It's really tough. But what I tell all these guys, if you don't make the Packers – everybody watched these films and games. Everybody.
Leroy, they had
everybody.
Let you say that. They had at least five teams from the CFL at the game of the night.
I believe it. Arena League too. Everybody.
Well, CFL for sure. I saw them.
Everybody.
They sport their little shirts.
So Steve, I had an open mind. I wasn't going plus or minus. I wasn't going to even judge them yet. I want these guys to get a feel because Gary's right. If you're a rookie and you've played in stadiums, say 50,000, mm-hmm. and you come into America's team, it can have a level of, it can set you back a little bit and say, wow. And now you got to fight through that. So I wanted to give these guys a pass, plus and minus, to get them acclimated to the atmosphere. Because for the most part, a majority of those guys will be holding clipboards. But if you're under Ted Thompson, you may start. So you got to practice if you may play. So I gave him a pass. What about you?
You look good today, Leroy.
Yeah, I found these shoes out, so I had to dig through the. Me and Leroy normally get our clothes together when I wash them.
Yeah.
We put them up against the wall. We do a Lambo leap when the guys score. So I found this shirt underneath the pile. We were jumping on. But it wasn't Jordan very many Lambo leaps this week.
You pile up clothes in your house.
Yeah, I wash them first, and we make a wall, and
right.
we both run and do it when they score. So he got a little upset, wasn't scoring.
I
tried to explain
it.
I love that idea.
Okay, you wash your clothes, and you make a little pile.
You dry them, right?
Well, yeah, you got to dry them.
So you wash them, then you dry them.
You don't dry your clothes?
Yeah, I dry them, man.
Oh, I didn't know.
So you dry them.
Yeah, you dry them, and you make a little pile
uh-huh.
before you fold them,
uh-huh.
before Packer games, and you run and jump in them with your kids.
Like jumping into the leaves, except those clothes.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
But you're putting them on the floor after you washed them.
No, I got to be more specific. We have like a little bench thing that you pile
so you let him
on.
Jump on top of the bench and hit his head?
No. But although if he did, he'd break that bench. Yeah, he got a human helmet. Yeah.
Dude, that's your kid, man.
Oh, trust me, he's tough. So you get the shirt out, Steve, and you pop it like a blanket. Pop! All the wrinkles are gone. And you put it on.
I still would like to iron it after
Sparky
that.
Sparky irons
That's married
everything.
Guys ironing.
Sparky's been ironing everything he wears, man.
No, it's not.
That t-shirt he's
Listen
wearing
me.
Right now,
Hold on.
Ironed.
Hold on.
You better not be ironing that shirt.
We're going to get to a break here, and I'll tell you my Packers stuff on the
you
other side
iron
of the break.
That shirt?
Yes. Let me explain
man,
something to you.
Steve,
we did this. We did this as a topic on Sparky's Midday Madness back in the day when I did Midday Show. Because I learned from my previous job, and I thought I was right, so I did it as a topic, that it's a race thing. So white people will just...
Oh, I like this.
White people just throw it in the dryer
yeah.
for a few minutes, take it out, put it on, and go, that's good.
Okay.
Right? Black people
right.
and me will iron everything.
And
iron
start
jeans,
to...
iron shirts,
he might be right.
iron everything. We took calls on it for an hour. Full phone lines. Every white person said they did it in the dryer. Every black person ironed it. And I said, I knew I was right.
So, man, you flip-flop.
We flip-flop. Yeah.
I like that.
That's all right.
That's growth in America. Mm-hmm.
But you don't iron everything you wear.
Not
That's
everything.
What he said.
Gary,
we
flip-flop. Do you iron everything you wear?
I used to be that guy, Steve.
But not anymore, right?
Oh, man,
so
man,
what
man,
we
I
just
did.
Learned here is Sparky is the blackest
wait,
dude in the studio, in the whole
that.
Chevrolet
yeah,
studio.
Hold on, I believe it.
Wait. Hold on.
I use no iron. I
want to know now, what happened? Why did you change? Because you said you used to iron everything.
I used to have pleats. I used to have that crease. That crease used to have to be down the middle.
Yeah,
right.
I remember that crease.
I was ironing clothes. I stopped ironing clothes and I got around all these white people up in Wisconsin. This came to my mind just now.
They got to be too, Gary.
Right? Just came to my mind. Because it was wasting too much time to try to go to class, dog.
Right.
Just thought about that.
Yeah, man.
So you got to. I had got football practice. I got all this. Dog, you got to get up real early.
Especially the tour days.
Right?
Oh.
You got to get up real early trying to
same
iron all
pair
that
of
stuff,
shorts,
dog.
The whole train camp.
Only thing
and then all
same
of a sudden,
pair of shorts.
Then all of a sudden, like, I saw, like, all my white friends that I played football with, they just get up, throw it on.
And brush their teeth and keep it moving.
Shoot, I just thought I'd be just like them. Why not? Hey. Nobody going to pick at you.
Say, Brett, didn't you have those shorts on 4 days in a row? You going to see them for the fifth?
Yeah, nobody would say anything. I said, oh, it's cool.
Keep it moving.
Yeah,
save
it makes
like
life
that.
So much easier,
it
man.
It does.
And when you sweat, the wrinkles come out anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, then one of my buddies. One of my buddies.
I like that.
My buddy Bob Bishop. who played football over at, I think they might have been Pino Ono.
Bob Bishop.
Isn't that a wine?
Look up his Facebook, see what
Pino
he's
Ono.
Doing.
Yeah, Pino Ono. I think it was Pino Ono. If anybody know who Pino Ono is, I think it was over.
Wasn't she the one that broke up the Beatles?
Who, Pino Ono?
Yeah.
Ono, man.
They on the lake shore over there on the west coast, not west coast, over there on the lake, dog. Pino Ono?
Yeah.
Y'all never heard of high school?
I have no
idea
what you're
talking
about.
Pacino?
No, not Pacino. Oh. He went to high school with Pino Ono. I think that was the name of it.
I'm sure that's not the name of it.
Bob Bishop, right? Said, right? Dude, so if it's wrinkly, Bobby just take the shirt, throw it in the dryer.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what.
Yeah.
And the wrinkles fall out. I didn't even know that. That's what I learned that from white dude, Bob.
Yeah. That's
you could put them underneath your bed, too.
Most white people do that.
You can stretch them out underneath your bed.
Like between the mattress and the box spring?
Yeah, you sleep on it and knock the wrinkles out.
Yeah, man. I don't even own that no more, man. I got it. I don't have an iron.
You don't own an iron?
No, dog.
You have an iron in your house?
No.
Yeah, he does.
No, I don't.
So you're dry cleaning then all your shirts?
Yes.
So all his dress shirts. He's not dry cleaning his t-shirt.
No, but just in general dress shirts.
Yeah.
Because he wears a lot of dress shirts for like Time Warner Cable.
Yeah, 32. That's all dry clean. I don't do
that comes pressed.
But
right?
Like this shirt right here.
Yeah.
Dog, I wash it and then I just hang it up.
Yeah.
You don't even put it in the dryer?
No.
Just let it dry.
Oh, man.
In the laundry room.
No. That comes out funky, man.
No, it's washed.
What do you mean, how?
It doesn't shrink. If he keeps it right. Original size,
I don't know. Clothes just smell fresher when you wring them out the dryer.
Well, you just got to be clean.
Put a fabric softener in there.
No, you got to use the right
stuff. Dryer sheet.
I wash my shirts and just hang them up, bro.
No.
See,
man.
I don't use those sheet, Rami. I put the liquid in there. So it's
what kind of soap you use?
Whatever my parents got.
Dude, use Dove, dude.
You don't wash at your house?
I don't have a washer or dryer, man.
We did this last week.
I didn't know
that. I took a lot of flack for it. I don't have a washer and dryer at my house, man.
He drives to Kenosha. To buy his parents to do his laundry.
Is that like 25 miles?
Yeah, how often?
Like 45, 40 minute drive.
It's a laundromat right around the corner, dude. $5 and you're done.
I make them some dinner. I use their washer and dryer. We eat. We catch up.
Hey, get Rami's mom on
the phone. I pack up and I go home.
Hey, don't let him use you no more, mom. I'm done with this.
Do you have a spot for a washer and dryer at your place?
Of course, he's got a basement.
He can rent one.
No, he can buy one.
Hey, you know where you can get one at?
We are so late for a break and talking about nothing.
Real bad in Milwaukee. You can go get you one for about
$50.
Come
on, man. You had to go there. First segment of the show, you had to go there.
Do you want one or not?
You just keep it 100, right, bro?
They're bringing on their back right now. Meeting right there.
On their back.
Yeah, they will.
No delivery charge.
Leroy.
You guys are wrong, man.
I saw that. Wash and dry on Fox News. What are you doing with it? It's in Robbie's house.
Right?
Come on, man. It's too soon.
It's on the legs.
Why are we always burn the hair and beauty supplies?
That's what we do when we get the free hair.
Right? And did you see Joe's running out there with weaves in their hands and stuff?
Gary, they burned it twice.
Yeah. Why you burn the beauty and hair supply stuff? Leroy, I saw him running out the store with weaves in their hand. What are they going to do?
How much is it weaves?
Is weaves expensive?
Hey, man. I said, just don't touch that checkers.
What I understand, they can run a couple $100
for weeves.
At least. Yeah, to get some hair.
Why y'all got a hair and beauty supply store?
For real, man. And a black-owned company that's been in the community for 20 years.
You mad? You don't care, man. You mad for no reason. They don't know what happened.
You're not helping.
They're giving away stuff.
You're not helping the situation.
Hey, man, my boys in Florida have been killing me.
I'm very discouraged by what's going on there.
Mine is too, dog. My mama called me last night. Y'all trying to burn the whole place, ain't you?
Just don't come to Hell's Corner and Oak Creek. I'm good.
Very discouraged by what's going on out there.
Why are you fanning, bro?
Because I'm laughing too much. I'm getting hot.
Look at him fanning.
Can we get back to football?
I've been to church.
What were you encouraged and discouraged by in Friday night's preseason opener? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Gary's all about Joe Callahan. Leroy didn't see anything that made him encouraged. We'll hear from you. Hear from Sparky next on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holt Chevrolet Studios.
Our new brake pads are really cool. You're not even going to believe it.
He had a great two-minute drive. You know, Joe's a gamer.
I got to go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it.
Truck tire.
I can't stop. Help!
Incredible year last year at D3 with being a D3 Heisman. Really happy for him.
There's a cliff.
Callahan does here. That's a touchdown.
And your family screaming, oh, my God, we're burning alive.
The running back from North Dakota State with the leap.
No, I can't feel my legs. Here comes the meat wagon. Woo, woo, woo.
I was very pleased with the way Joe, number one, managed the game. manage the huddle, and, you know, extended plays with his feet.
And the medic gets out and says, "Oh my God!"
But he's smart with the football. So, and I, you know, a 2-minute drive.
New guy's in the corner puking his guts out.
I don't care who you are, what year you're in. I thought he did an excellent job getting a touchdown there before the half.
All because you want to save a couple extra pennies. And to me, it doesn't
get out. Now.
Oh, I have sizzle.
Freddy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. That the mix of Joe Zenzola. Gary was loving this.
Love that.
He came in today requesting us to play.
Joe got some talent.
That was really well done.
That
was well done. No question.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about another thing that's well done. The guys over at Napa, they do it well as well. The Milwaukee Area Napa Auto Care Association. They got 7 local repair shops in the area to take care of all of your vehicle needs. Their techs are the pros. They're all ASE certified, the best of the best. And they only use the best in parts. Napa quality parts. Their repair shops may not have the 15 flat screen TVs, free lattes, all that stuff. Now, question is it really worth $125 hourly labor rate that some of these dealers are charging? Your call. Now through August 31st, with any installed battery, starter, or alternator, you'll get a $15 to $20 prepaid Visa card, and Napa will donate $3 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. The showcase repair shop for August is RK Motors. Tony and his crew have been serving Milwaukee's north side on North Holton Street since the 1970s and even offers 24-hour towing service. Go to milwcar.com to find the repair shop near you. And when you sign up for their email club, you'll be entered to win free oil changes for a year. That's milwcar.com.
What had you encouraged and discouraged Friday night? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Before the break, Gary said that that guy, Joe Callahan, the subject of that montage, has him very encouraged. Leroy can't take anything out of game one of the preseason. How about you? 799-1250. Sparky, what had you encouraged on Friday?
I'll tell you one thing. But Callahan, his guy over there, there was a play there in the second quarter as they were driving down to score that touchdown before the end of the half where he snapped that ball and he threw immediately. I think it was to Backman, the tight end. He was in the slot. He was uncovered to make a quick throw, and Gannon was even impressed by that. So that was a nice play down there at the end of the half. I thought he had some nice throws. He definitely has the arm. I mean, he can throw it. There's no question he's got a strong enough arm. I don't know. He's a nice player. But I don't know if I see him in an NFL uniform running a team.
Come on.
I don't see that, Leroy.
Why are you hesitating to say that, Steve?
Well, because Gary knows a lot. I don't necessarily see it.
Though. Allegedly.
You don't see what?
No, he does. Gary gets a lot of stuff right on the Packers.
The Bachelor. He's good at that, yeah.
He's very good on the Bachelor. Yeah. But Callahan, I just don't see him in the NFL. I don't. I mean, he's a nice little player, but
he was Division 3 Heisman Trophy winner.
Division 3.
Well, good.
Division 3.
What does that have to do with the NFL?
Hey, did anybody find out about P.O. Ono yet?
Care about Division 3 Heisman Trophy guy?
Yeah.
So, anyways, so that's good. I like the undrafted guys. And so, for me, there was a couple guys that stood out. Number one.
Was he undrafted?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so.
You didn't like him?
Callahan?
Yeah.
Like I said, he's all right. I mean, CFL's probably
that's
perfect
not your
for
first
him.
One?
Yeah. CFL's good. No.
He's not your first choice.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I like the safety control Bryce out of Louisiana Tech.
He can't make
number 29.
He making the team.
Man, tell you what.
He ain't making the team, bro.
I don't know if he's making the team or not, but he's fast. He makes up ground in a big time hurry.
In front of Banjo, bro.
Banjo's a nice special teams player.
Didn't Banjo recover a fumble? On special teams?
Yeah. That's what he does.
That's what I said. Nice special teams player. That's what I just said. He's the new Jarrett Bush. That's what Banjo is.
That's a good thing.
Which is fine, right? Yeah. You need those guys. You need those guys on special teams.
Absolutely.
And the other guy I like at running back is Burks, that kid from Troy, running back number 34. I liked him a little bit too. And again, it's going to be him or Crockett as the third running back. I think Crockett has the advantage because he was here last year, obviously, going in. But Bryce and Burks, maybe they end up being practice squad guys. But I like both those guys from what I saw in the game over the weekend.
So
outside
you guys
of that,
were only watching like the new guys, not so much the old guys.
I was watching Spriggs, another new guy, left tackle, trying to see how he was doing. He played fairly well. I didn't have a big problem with how he played. I thought he looked okay. Ripkowski, I don't know, whatever. You know,
it's Ripkowski, though.
There's not much to do with that position in this offense at this point.
You're
but
right.
The one thing that you do notice, Leroy, is watching that game. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not this changes when the regular season starts, but they're really trying to get that ball to that tight end. I mean, regardless of who was in at tight end, they were throwing that ball to the tight end.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why you brought in.
But Backman looked good.
Yeah, he did.
Now, he was supposed
looks in
to be
good shape.
He's supposed to be the heir apparent to the kid that fumbled the onside kick.
Bostic.
That he was supposed to be the guy.
Well, he could be the guy to Richard Rodgers, too.
So, you know, you would think if they're going to use a lot of multi tight end sets, if we talked about last week, as far as the personnel, then Ripkowski is going to play. He's going to be it's going to be I backs, two tight ends, and one wide out. And that wide out is obviously 87 is play action. You go deep, you take your chances. But you can also split the tight end out like a receiver and get the matchup that you want. Those are the kind of things that McCarthy has that he works on in practice that you won't see in the game. But to me, they threw the playbook at this kid, and he seemed to handle it pretty well. But, again, to me, I just wanted to just sit back and not judge any of these guys and just see what – that is a lot to come out of that locker room and see that kind of impact. Because it's the first game, really, in Lambeau Field. It's a lot. I want to see how those guys respond. Because, really, I think Cleveland, to them, they wanted to put RG3 in an atmosphere to see can he succeed or fail. And that was the perfect atmosphere
for them.
Dude,
that game was one of the main stories on SportsCenter that night.
Yes,
and the RG3 interview after the whole thing. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, why are they telling him about the Packer-Browns game for? And then, you know, breaking out every throw RG3 made.
Well, coaching point real quick. Hyde's interception. That's not an RG3. It's the tight end has to bend that back. It's a touchdown.
It wasn't RG3.
He was supposed to cut across the face.
They got to bend it back.
That wasn't RG3.
Because on Hyde, coaching point for him is assume that if a guy's going vertical and you're in the red zone, he's going to always try to get inside of you. One more step to your right, and you can pick that pass off. But Noah, a Jay Novacek type, he's going to bend that thing in quick, and that's a touchdown.
Yep.
So you can't never be too deep. That kind of stuff is coaching points that coaches are fixed. But it looks good, the interception. But you go to the sideline on Cleveland, and they say they don't even talk to RG3 about that play. It's a tight end. A very experienced tight end, by the way. You got to bend that back. But it's the first game. You know, you're a little rusty. So to me, winning the game is important. It really is. But I want to see this week against the Raiders, okay, let me see some improvement. And now the third preseason game, which can be adjusted.
That's in San Francisco.
But do you play Aaron Rodgers at all? And we have to talk about that at some point. Or do you let him get some reps against San Francisco to some wild people out there? I don't know if I would play him against those guys.
We were at Quaker Steak and Lube for a game day party. Give away that Brett Favre signed picture, doing a Lambeau leap of all things. Courtesy of Masters East over the weekend.
Sweet.
You'd be amazed by how many people were paying attention to the game and pointing out different players that, like I said, rookies, undrafted guys, that they were like, oh, I really like that guy. Oh, I really like that guy. Mm-hmm. We're really paying attention to the game. Yeah. I didn't know going in, being at Quaker Steak and Lube, how much people would be paying attention to that football game. But there were. There were a fair amount of people that were really into it. We're back there again Thursday night, Packers and Raiders for another Quaker Steak and Lube party, game day party.
I
went and
got some wings from there.
Oh, so good.
As soon as they saw me, Steve, they knew I'd get a mile.
So good. We got to do Discouraged on the other side of the Flash.
Yeah, we do. We also, real quick, before the break, have Tony in Oak Creek, who apparently has an answer to Gary's question. What were you asking for again, Gary?
P.O. Ono, I think that's the name.
You think that's the name of a school up in Madison?
No, it's here.
Here in Milwaukee? Tony, do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, Thomas More High School is a combination of, I believe, Don Bosco and Pio Nono High Schools.
Oh, I knew Bosco was part of it. I didn't hear about the other school.
So they merged and they formed Thomas More High School.
Perfect.
So Pio Ono and Don Bosco.
Pio Nono, Nono with an N.
Oh, Pio Nono, not Ono?
Yes.
No.
Right.
Pio Nono.
Ono is John Lennon's wife.
Right.
Oh, so Pio Nono.
Right.
Hey, by the way, I have a little tidbit. I was up at Packer practice about a week ago.
Yeah.
And I was standing next to the jugs machine. Uh-huh. And I had offered the coach to test out the jugs machine. And, you know, he kind of laughed it off. And the first person to go up to the jugs machine was Jeff Janis.
Yeah.
Well, he took a ball and it went right through his fingers. Well, the jugs machine was set incorrectly. And it jammed his fingers. So you know, I wonder if something happened there.
Say that's where he messed up his hand then, possibly.
Possibly. I have video of that.
Send that video over to us.
All right. I'll post it on your Facebook.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. We appreciate it.
Football's coming out of a jug machine.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
How hard are they coming out of the jug machine?
You can set
Bored.
It. You can set it.
These people listening have never had caught a football in a jug
set
machine.
It,
and
it.
I did see some footage where they had the receivers with their hands like 6 inches away from the jugs machine.
Jugs machine, bro.
And they were just launching the ball out at him.
So it could hit hard enough. It could do something.
Oh, it would break your hand, dude.
So it could. That? But they're not going to let people know if that's what happens.
A lot of power coming through like that.
It makes no sense.
You would do that when Brett Favre was playing quarterback because he didn't put touch on it. You would just whip it right in. No matter how far away you were, he was just going to whip it in there.
Yeah, they're getting jokers catching bricks and stuff on the sideline now. You see them, right?
Yeah, a lot of that stuff seems like it.
They're still dropping balls.
It's not smart.
They're catching bricks.
I'm not a coach or anything.
Well, it's the new guy trying to do something, be the smartest guy in the room.
Well, no, see, here's the deal.
That's exactly what it is.
Here's the deal. Because if you ask Jerry Rice why he can catch so well, what do you tell you?
Because I can't.
No.
What are you going to say?
He was a bricklayer.
Oh, come on.
With his father in high school, and they used to catch bricks from the top of the house. You throw them up, Roy. Roy should do that. Roy should catch bricks like that.
Catch bricks, and he can catch.
Well, everybody ain't poor like that, dog.
Well, I don't know how poor he was.
We got to hit a quick break. We told you what we were encouraged by. We'll tell you what we're discouraged by from Friday night's game. And there's one guy whose name didn't come up in encouraged. I'm wondering if it's going to come up in discouraged. That's next, right here on the Wendy's Big Show. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, our pair of former Packers, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler. Join the Wendy's Big Show as we get you ready for Milwaukee's largest fantasy draft party. It's coming up August 29th from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Event Center. Don't draft in your basement this year. Come join the fan at Pottawatomie. Each league, and it's a $25 fee for your entire league. For just $25, your league will get a meet and greet and league photo with Green Bay Hall of Famer Nick Collins. League photo with Maxim model April Rose.
Is it $25 or $75?
$25. Prizes include...
That's cheap.
40-inch flat screen TV, signed Green Bay memorabilia, and more. And you'll have tables with charging stations and Wi-Fi, and every person receives a swag bag with $25 match plays, T-shirts, Green Bay memorabilia, raffle tickets.
So what does that
and
mean?
And much, much more.
It means it's free.
Basically,
you're paying $25.
You're getting a $25 match.
You got a 10-team league. It's costing you $25. Stop.
Tell them, Steve.
And you are going to have the time of your life. I'm telling you, because what happened, I'll tell you what happened 2 years ago. I'll tell you exactly what happened. You had leagues, Leroy, set up next to it, right? So you had one league table here, another league table here, whatever. You had guys kind of sneaking and kind of looking over, seeing what other teams were doing at same times of their draft, kind of getting an idea of what other people were thinking at the same time, helping themselves out. And now this year, unlike 2 years ago when we did this, Tim and Rami did their Fantasy Football Weekly show, a special edition that night from 6 to 8.
They're still going to be doing it on Sunday.
No. So they're still doing it on Sunday. Yeah. Their first one is the 28th, the day before this draft party.
Yeah.
But that night, Tim and Rami are going to be set up, like with a table or whatever.
Yeah.
So as you're coming up 2-3 picks away and you're debating a player or two, you can go up to the table, ask Tim and Rami who they think.
Ask the experts.
Right. And we determined there's a problem with that, by the way, Tim
with
and I.
What?
With you being involved. But, so
with
anyways,
me being
just
involved?
Disclaimer?
Well, you and him both. So we determined that there's an issue. I'll tell you what the issue is quickly. This won't take much time.
Okay.
So this is the issue. You listen to the Fantasy Football Weekly show,
all
right?
All the time.
So do I. The second hour. So when you listen to the show, in the second hour, when people call up for advice to Tim and Rami, right, who should I play? I'm just going to throw out two guys. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Right.
And Rami goes, Aaron Rodgers. And Tim goes, Tom Brady. Now, then they have their tiebreaker guy, which is usually Security Dan, who's back on the show this year, right?
Yep. So good to have Dan back.
Okay. Well, there's a problem. There's only two of them going to this draft party together. I pointed out to Tim, I said, you better bring somebody else because you're both going to give them opposite players, and then what are they going to do?
Oof.
You need to bring your tiebreaker guy, whether that's Security Dan, Greg, who's on the show, whoever. Somebody else has to go. It can't just be you two. That's not going to work.
No, you're right. I thought you were saying there was a problem with us calling ourselves experts.
No, I'm just saying there's going to be a problem when you both give them.
You're definitely an expert.
Because you guys don't agree on a lot.
Anytime you win a fantasy football, you're an expert.
I would say we agree 90% of the time.
Do you think it's that much?
That's not on rapid fire, though. Rapid fire, they disagree.
Yeah, Greg is over there shaking his head. Yeah, we do.
Greg, what do you say?
We only go to the tiebreaker like three times tops throughout the whole show.
What are you talking about?
I'm serious.
You go to tiebreaker three times in a segment.
No. No. There are some weeks. There are some weeks where it seems like we can't agree on anything. But for the most part.
Greg, how often do you think they agree?
60 to 75%.
That's a big difference.
That is a big difference.
60 to 75%.
Rami. I don't know about that.
And Rami gets very mad when we picked him.
Yes, I know.
He always gets mad.
He gets mad all the time.
He knows everything, man.
But you know what? I have noticed. No, but I have noticed.
What's your notice?
He doesn't get as mad as upset as he used to.
You know why?
He throw stuff around.
You know why?
He's not as angry.
You know why? You know why? We know why.
What were you encouraged and discouraged by Friday night?
Allegedly.
In the Packers preseason opener. 799-1250 or email us live at 1057FMTheFan.com. George in West Dallas here on the Wednesday's Big Show.
George?
What's up, George?
Hey, how you guys?
Oh, by the way, sorry, George. Go sign up for the Milwaukee's largest fantasy draft party at 1057FMTheFan.com. Go ahead, George.
George right all right. Hey, I got just three things, and then I'm going to let you guys talk. I was discouraged a little bit by Hundley, just a little bit. I was looking for him to be a little bit more crispier by how well he did last year.
Hold on, George.
Yeah.
You didn't get hit last night, did you?
I didn't get hit.
Okay.
Well, Hundley
didn't play, bro.
It was another brother.
I'm tripping. Hey.
Yeah, Hundley's light skinned. This dude's a brother, dog. Yeah. I can't get them mixed up.
I thought that was Hundley, man. I'm tripping.
No, that was
Marquise Williams, man. But we all look alike.
Totally different.
Yeah, go ahead.
To put it like this, I'll just say the backup quarterback play.
There you go.
Number nine. Okay. And then,
but George, you don't like my guy Joe Callahan.
I don't want to say that I'm a fan of another team because I don't want y'all to hang up on me before I can finish.
No, we ain't gonna hang
up. We know you're a fan.
But I'm really not a big Packer fan. I support my home team, but I'm really not a Packer fan.
Who's your home team, George? Who's your home team, George?
My favorite team is the Cowboys. That's why I say I want you guys.
No, you good. No,
y'all ain't gonna never win, man. Y'all ain't gonna
win. Yeah, so, but then the defense, I really did like the defense. And another thing, the tight end play is okay. I was gonna tell y'all like this, hey. If the Packers, we really do need a good tight end. If they look at the team they're playing against coming up called the Raiders, it's a player on the Raiders that's going to be a free agent next year. Raiders didn't re-sign him.
Who that?
Michael Rivera. I'm telling you, that man's
a good player.
People don't pay attention. He got hands. Raiders got too many tight ends right now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if he can be available, he'll be a perfect fit because we need a pass-catching tight end.
George, you from Texas or what?
No, I'm from Milwaukee. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm real quick, and then I'll let you guys go. The reason I'm not a Packer fan no more. You remember the year we won the Super Bowl with Brett Favre?
Yeah. With Leroy Nim?
Yeah, with Leroy Nim. Man, that was my team. Dude, when they got – the next year, they got rid of some of the players that helped us win the Super Bowl. I felt like we should have paid the players, kept our team together, because I really felt that we could have repeated if we wouldn't have let Andre Rison go and a couple of the other players go. From that point on, they started getting rid of players and then started having this system where they didn't want to go pay nobody. And I was like, dog, this is ridiculous. We wasted a lot of Brett Favre years because we didn't go out into free agency. And then we switched the defense from 4-3 to 3-4 when we were conventional 4-3. I felt 4-3 is our best defense. We always had two good defensive ends, two big tackles, and three good linebackers, and two good safeties. And then they just destroy all that stuff. And that threw me off, man. I just stopped following them, dude.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
So,
take it personal.
So, Leroy, he's right, right?
In what aspect?
If y'all would have spent some money and kept those guys, y'all would have probably been better for a little bit longer.
Well, Keith Jackson was going to leave regardless.
Right.
He was just going to leave. If they had worked to keep that team together one more year after Denver, we probably could have went back to the Super Bowl.
What players leaving hurt you the most, you think? Was there a player or two where you and Gilbert were like, oh, my God?
Well, the following year, the head coach, I mean, oh, my goodness. But you started to see, like, Seth Joyner was there, and you didn't see Wayne Simmons and all that group.
Yep.
The group that put you there, the George Koontzes, the Robert Brookses, all that group. You know, Antonio's and all. You could see those guys weren't going to go past that the 90s. You could see it start to go down. Now, to his point, keep those guys in their later years. You could probably go back to another Super Bowl, no question about it. But at that particular time, it was a transition. It was a transition for Ron Wolf. I don't know if I want to, how long I'm going to be here. And Mike, well, I think I may go to Seattle. That was dominating the locker room. It really was.
We still didn't get to what we're discouraged by.
Well, it's good. We got another segment until 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we do. And again, there is one guy whose name didn't come up and encouraged. He was encouraged by his own performance, but I don't get the sense that the three guys I'm sitting with and a lot of people watching were as encouraged. I'll tell you who that is next on the Wendy's Big Show. Right now, here's Mike Clemens talking about that 17-11 win in the preseason opener from Green Bay.
Now, a Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green and Gold Training Camp Update, presented by McCormick Law Office. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers practiced in pads yesterday after beating the Cleveland Browns Friday night 17-11. On Cleveland's first play from offense, Robert Griffin III found former Ohio State Buckeye Terrell Pryor for a 49-yard pass with the Packers' Demarius Randall in coverage. I asked Browns head coach Hugh Jackson, was it his intention to go after Randall?
Oh, it was a shot play. I mean, we go after people. We do. And we're able to do that. But again, you know, we just got to become a consistent group and a consistent group that can move the ball.
Packers defensive coordinator Dom Capers.
Give them credit. They very first play of the game, they threw the ball over the top. And Pryor made a nice play. It was a nice throw. So you have to be able to find some way to get them stopped, and we did, you know, with the red zone takeaway. When they get down the red zone and you figure that they've got a sure 3 points on the board, nothing's bigger than a takeaway, and Micah came up with really a fine interception, and that's what you have to do in this league.
Defensive back Termon Williams was back in Green Bay for the first time since becoming a free agent and signing with the Browns.
The Packers always do an excellent job of getting young talent in, developing them, and, you know, I see nothing different now. You know, whether it's due to draft or whether it's undrafted guy, you know, they do a good job of scouting people and finding guys, so they've always been good at that.
On defense, the Packers are short at inside linebacker. Sam Barrington is off the PUP, but not 100% yet. Second-year man Jake Ryan out right now with a hamstring. And rookie Blake Martinez was with the first team, but only had 11 snaps against the Browns. So the Packers got a long look at two inside linebackers. Joe Thomas and third-year man Carl Bradford played most of the second and third quarters. I asked linebackers coach Winston Moss how they do.
Joe has really come on. I love how the way Joe fired his gun last week. Same thing with Carl. Carl has been on the grind. One thing I can say about Carl is that no matter the ups and downs he's gone through since we've drafted him, finally the light clicked on the other day, and I was so happy. I went to them. I said, I'm so happy for you. It's taken a long road to get there, so hopefully he's arrived.
That's Packers linebackers coach Winston Moss from Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, we wanted to run the ball, and Eddie and James they're our 1-2 punch. I mean, that's been an excellent combination now going into our third year with those two guys. So it's important to establish that and make sure those guys touch the football.
There's Packers head coach Mike McCarthy after the 17-11 win in the preseason opener over the Browns on Friday. This is the Wendy's Big Show asking you, what were you encouraged and discouraged by in that Friday night preseason game? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Gary's always encouraged by what he sees from his good friends over at Lackey and Joy's.
Man, I love my good people at Lackey and Joy's. These guys are awesome.
They're good people, yeah, first and foremost.
Yep. Guys, this has been a great summer, and it's crazy to think that it's already nearing the end.
Don't say that.
It is. And if you didn't pull the trigger
I'm
yet
ready for that.
This season on upgrading your outdoor patio, wait no more. You need to check out the huge end-of-the-season discounts that Lackey and Joy's has going on. They are starting to make room for new fall product, and the patio stuff is leaving the store. If you're looking for the best outdoor patio furniture you can buy at the end of season pricings, now is your time to check out the selection at Lackey and Joy's. Guys, go check my good friend out at Lackey and Joy's on Blue Mound Road in Brookfield.
Eddie Lacy was 4 yards to open the game and said he felt more explosive. Gary, you played running back in this league.
Yeah, I did. A couple years or so.
Did Eddie Lacy look more explosive to you? Were you encouraged by what you saw from Eddie Lacy?
Listen, Eddie Lacy is who he is, okay? You like a little China food. I'm good with that.
Don't forget the gummy bears.
And the gummy bears. China food and gummy bears, I'm good with that.
China food?
Yeah, China food.
What is that?
Chinese food, man.
This man said China food.
That's what Eddie Lacy called it.
That's what he called it.
I'm asking
on Twitter.
Garrett, though. I'm putting it on Garrett. I ain't putting it on him. I'm putting it on you. China food?
That's what he said, Roy.
Now, what do you say?
That's what he said.
Yeah,
I'm just telling
you. Two wrong don't make.
He said he like China food. What he said, Roy?
You're supposed to help people, man. Obviously, you ain't going to help.
China food and gummy bears. Right? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say, Rum Dog?
China food.
Come, yeah. Help the man.
That's what I call it now.
No, don't do that.
When we're talking about going out to eat, I'm like, you want to go get some China food?
I don't think you can clear that one. I don't think you can get it cleared. I really don't.
He just did.
I don't think you can get it cleared. I don't think so.
Everybody like a little China food.
Okay. Keep saying it.
I don't know how that makes you fat, though.
Oh, it'll make you fat, man.
You don't get full. You're just gorgeous, though.
Where's the fatness in that?
Have you seen how much grease is in some fried rice, man?
Look at your bag when they bring it to you.
Yeah, for real.
Really?
Yeah.
You never had.
Does it have a lot of sugar in it, too, maybe?
I don't know. It has a lot of MSG, whatever that is.
Yeah, that made my hair hurt, MSG.
Your hair hurt?
Head.
Oh, okay.
Give me a headache.
It's been a weird show so far.
That's Sparky's boy, though.
Did you see enough of him to feel that you would
dude, he's
jump
back
on that?
Did he look more explosive to you after working out with Tony Horton?
He's back to where he was, dog. That's
well, okay, well, now what does that mean, back to where? He's like rookie?
He ended the season last year. He's back there. That's where he's at. Big dude, man. Like China food. He won't even tell you. I don't know.
You're saying he's right back where he was before he worked out with Tony Horton?
Yes. Everybody talking about
it. He's going
to
put that guy out of business.
Everybody's talking about it. So just deal with it, man.
Steve.
On the flip side, what's that joker that played for the Tennessee Titans, the running back?
Henry.
He looks pretty good.
That offensive line's better than that, Sam.
He looks really good.
McCoy looked really good, too. They both look really good.
He slimmed down. Henry slimmed down.
Mm-hmm.
You remember seeing him earlier in the year?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
He was eating a lot of China food.
Mularkey ain't messing around. Mularkey's like, we're running the ball like 100 times a game this year. He's taking all the pressure off Mariota.
And you see that boy Reggie Ragland. He's out for the year.
Yeah. Buffalo.
Another Alabama players.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just totally disturbed by this conversation.
What?
About Eddie Lacy.
What you disturbed about?
Did you think that he's gone back to...
Yeah, he's the same way.
Bro. Come on.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
He just said, read the quote.
The quote from Eddie Lacy?
Yeah.
He says, how fast can you make the cut? How fast do you get north and south out of the cut? And how fast you're able to put your pad level down once you and that defender make contact? Who goes backward, or is it a stalemate?
Yeah.
He says it was a good start.
Mike
McCarthy talking about it said, you see him finishing runs. Look at practice. He's finishing all the way on the other end of the field, getting that conditioning in. We just have to continue down that path, being consistent.
Okay, now. Getting the conditioning in would mean that he's not in condition. I don't know. Let's just stay tuned for that. Let's move on. What else we got?
Why are we moving on?
Let's get it. I've had enough of that.
I haven't even talked. You're already done with it?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
Well, we do have Pick a Lane at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, let's pick a lane.
We'll get your thoughts out at then, Sparky, if that's all right.
No, I want to hear Sparky's thoughts.
No, that's fine. Pick
and your thoughts, too,
when
we reset the big topics discussed on today's big show and give you the final say. That's coming up at 5. Don't worry. Plenty of Packers talk for Sparky to get in on. Well, we have Josh sitting around for more than one more year. He'll talk about it, man. Calm down. He'll talk about it. Well, we have Josh sitting around for more than one more year here on the Wendy's Big Show because it doesn't sound like there's a hometown discount coming. It's the Wendy's Big Show. We're on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, and in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.